Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. The topic of today's show, therapeutic essential oils, is one that I find very fascinating, but I admit to knowing little about. My interest was piqued when I began creating my new workshop, Embrace the Life You Deserve, Releasing the Burdens of a Past You Cannot Change, and wanted to set the right atmosphere for the maximum benefit of those who attend. And now with the workshop ready to launch, I really want to know more. So I consulted with a woman whose name, one that I have heard more times than I can count, is always associated with the word miraculous. Her name is Lynn Walker. Though I have spoken to Lynn on the telephone, I have never had the privilege of meeting her in person. Now, that will change in May. I look forward to meeting this wonderful woman and experiencing firsthand what the buzz is all about. I first heard Lynn Walker's name from my sister Michelle, who at the time was deeply suffering, both emotionally and physically, and went to her for help. Michelle had tried just about everything to no avail. That all changed when Lynn worked with her. In very little time, my sister was not only completely healed, she is now better than she's been her entire life. Lynn and Michelle both live in a central Florida city called The Villages. It seems that Lynn has become a household name there. She has treated just about everyone my sister knows with amazing success. Lynn's practice is so busy that her regular people give up their maintenance appointments to those who need her more so that they can get in and see her. Lynn Walker is a healer in every sense of the word. Essential oils are just one aspect of her approach to helping others. She's been working with them for a year and a half, and she loves them. Lynn is an energy artisan who does what she calls frequency attunement. She is a Reiki master, a Shambhala Reiki master, and is certified in crystal sound and light therapy. She uses many types of energy work in her practice. Excuse me. Though when I ask those who have been treated by her exactly what she does, they say they have no idea, but that whatever she does is very powerful, and it works. In 2009, Lynn founded the Awakening Human Awareness Project to offer diverse and varied pathways to unity for those who seek it. It offers forums, avenues, and ways to step further inward to expand and find balance, and as a result, find true peace. I'm sure Lynn would love to tell us more about it. So now, let's give a warm welcome to my very special guest, Lynn Walker. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Randy. You almost brought me to tears here. Thank you so much for those kind words and seeing me. It's so rewarding to hear that. Thank you. Thank you so very, very much. And I truly feel honored to do this work. I'm like everyone else. I'm just a normal gal. And healing is a dance that we all do together when people are here. And so it's not just all me. It takes a willingness and allowing of that individual. And, you know, I basically set up an environment for them to relax and come into their divine essence. And that's really what I do. So
wow.
I enjoy the accolades, but the bottom line is that it's not all me.
Right. Well, I mean, I understand that. I understand that there's always an unseen force that works in these things, in these healings. But you have to know how to work with that force, and that's a skill and a gift. So you have that.
Well, thank you. And, you know, and I just wanted to thank you for asking me to be on the show today, because I have such a passion for this essential oil, you know, because of what I've witnessed and what I've experienced. And so to share them with your audience is truly a gift for me. So thank you, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. It's mutual. We could spend all day thanking each other. So why don't you tell us, just give us a brief history of essential oils and, you know, and what they are and what they do.
Okay. Well, essential oils are really very timely right now because of the stage of ascension or evolution, however you want to look at that, where we're at right now. The oils carry every element that is within our bodies. They're elementals, and so are we. And so they have the ability to go deep within the body, you know, crossing the blood-brain barrier, going deep within the cellular level to set up that internal coherence that allows us to embrace the divine being that we truly are. They come from the earth. They're the trees, the flowers, the bark that carry life essence and a consciousness. And they truly are here today to help us raise our consciousness as we go through the shift of the ages. So they're one of the most lovely vibrational tools I have ever worked with. And I work with a lot. But there's a consciousness there, a gentleness that is just amazing. So I decided to use Young Living oils because of some experiences that I had with a gentleman when he would come to see me. We would have these amazing adventures out into those unseen realms. And then all of a sudden it stopped. And I didn't know what had caused that. And he had changed using oils. So there is a difference. There's a difference in the intention, how the oil is made, how it's grown. And so we know intention is such a big thing that just choosing an oil is not going to possibly give you the same benefit. I think that they're all going to have benefits because of the nature of what they are. But when you put intention and focused attention on anything, you ramp that up, and it's definitely more and more beneficial. And that's what I do as a practitioner. It's my focused attention and my intention that creates, you know, some of the magic that happens.
Now, Young Life is the company, and you're saying that the gentleman that creates these oils is the one that puts the intention behind it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Right. It's Young Living Essential Oils, and Gary Young is the founder, and he is just extremely gifted. And the blends that he's brought forward, like Awaken and Highest Potential and, you know, Live with Passion, and they go to those spaces that literally attune your vibratory field to a higher vibration. So, for instance, if you have a cup of coffee in the morning, your frequency or vibration dips way low. And I'm personally not going to give up my coffee. So finding that I can go splash some oils on and lift it higher than what it was a major plus for me.
So, that is so cool.
Having done frequency attunements for so long, this was a major, you know, bonus. And what was interesting is that they carry the highest frequencies of even more than, like, foods that we eat that are organic, herbs. They carry from 42 to 320 megahertz.
Wow.
And that's the rate that shows the life force energy within it.
Now, are they really oils? Or does everything give off an oil?
They're distilled from the plants or the bark or whatever, and there's a certain process they use to do that. And you're getting the life force out of that plant in the substance of oil.
Okay.
And they're very concentrated, and so a very, very little amount works. You can dilute them down a little bit so that they'll last longer. So they're actually very cost-effective. At first glance, they look like, oh, my gosh, they're so expensive. But when you really start understanding and working with them, they go a long way.
Now, for the average person using these, if they don't understand the intention, how to place the intention when they're using it, is it still effective?
Yes, it is. There's because of his ability in the blending of them and in the creating of those, is that that intention, that focused attention, is within the oil.
Wow.
That's been like, think of it as an energy imprint. So that's why I call young living oils, which I'm sure they wouldn't like me saying this, but they're essential oils for dummies. Because all of us, when we started out, that's basically where we were, because we didn't understand, you know, that oregano oil and thyme and basil literally can clear out the bacteria and the viral stuff that snarls up the energy on the spinal column. And they clear those out. I call them a little Pac-Man.
Wow.
You know, in the beginning, I wouldn't have known that. But that's what they do. They're antiviral. They're antibacterial. A lot of them are antispasmodic, anti-inflammatory. The lists go on and on. And some are created for, you know, emotional balance. Some are created more for the physicality to relieve pain. They've got, like, pain away. And so they're target driven, and they're named that way so that you can go, like, you know, pain away. Well, what do you think that's for? It relieves pain or relieve it.
that's my kind of name.
Those are my kind of oils. You know, like, I can look at there and go, oh, I'm trying to help someone reach their highest potential. Oh, I think I could use the oil highest potential.
Wow. Brilliant. The guy is brilliant. I hope he's doing well. I'd hate to hear
it. And we're blessed to have had someone come through to bring this forward.
Now, do all the oils smell good, or do we put some on that really don't smell so good and we don't really want to go out among other people?
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing, because the more you work with them, then there's no oil that smells bad. But in the beginning, there were some that I went, oh, really? But those sometimes are the oils that you need the most.
Okay.
So you're having a reaction, but it's what's going to balance you at the same time.
Right, because I've used oil of oregano for viral and bacterial infections, and you know, frankly, I have the bottle, and it smells up everything that's around it. It is I put it like in three containers, and it still leaches out very strong.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, is that you always want to use glass, You always want to use a dark colored glass. And with oregano, particularly because it is so, so concentrated, I know with the Young Living, I have to dilute that a 20% oregano oil and 80% carrier oil.
Wow.
Otherwise, it can actually burn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want?
I've taken it, and it's like drinking gasoline. It is it's horrible.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's really really bad. But there's a book that's called Reference Guide for Essential Oils, and it literally you can look up like a modality, you know, like a you can look up a disease or you can look up an ailment of some sort, and it will tell you what oils to use and why. And it has all the listings of all the oils and what they actually do. And it breaks them down into sometimes the ORAC value and sometimes the frequency value. So they're very high in antioxidants, which is a really good thing because we're always, you know, fighting the free radicals. So,
right.
And it will tell you how to mix your oils down. I mean, it is the best reference ever.
Okay.
So if someone's going to try and do that, and I'm always available for questions, but it's called The Reference Guide for Essential Oils, and it's by Connie and Alan Higley. And there's a website that people can order that from. Can I have that?
Sure.
Okay, it's Abundant Health with the number 4 and just the letter U.com.
It's Abundant Health or Help?
Health.
Abundant
Health.
Health.
Yeah, no, health,
okay.
H-E-L-P-H.
Okay, okay, Abundant Health. Okay, gotcha. Oh, sometimes
okay.
Those P's and T-H's get confusing on air, right?
Yeah.
Now,
that's,
how do you know if
really,
you're going to, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, if anyone's really going to, start studying the oils as far as wanting to take responsibility for their own health, and kind of be their own doctor, so to speak. As far as wellness is concerned, I mean, we still need doctors, but, you know, there's the things that will, it's better to stay healthy and in wellness than to run amok and get sick and then have to go to the doctor. So this is all about wellness, keeping the body balanced, body, mind, and spirit. And so if anyone's really interested in that, that's their book to go to. For information, and of course, it's driven towards all the Young Living oils. So,
Okay,
that's kind of driven, yeah.
That kind of works. So once you apply the oil or use the oil or inhale the oil, how long does that last?
If you are doing oils. Let's say you get up in the morning, and I have a regimen that I always do to balance my energies. And so I'll use Valor and Harmony, and I use them on my feet with a process called the Vitaflex, and that's in that book as well. And what the Vitaflex does is different than reflexology. Vitaflex does not dampen the electrical response. It actually activates it. So what I'm doing is I'm literally aligning all of my electrical system and all of my energy centers, and that will last for a full day, unless I get kind of, something comes along and there's an emotional something that happens and maybe it knocks me more than what I'm ready for, because we go up and down frequently our energies, the energy body is constantly breathing and moving, the aura or electromagnetic field. So
right.
It can have a response to emotions. It can have a response to the photons that are coming down, through the sun. And all those have an effect. So, but we try and do things that are going to make that field that we have more resilient. And so things won't hit it, bombard it, and get stuck within the energy field. So that's why you want to do things that are going to... So like white angelic is very good for puffing that field out. Aroma Life is very good around the heart, to do the same thing around that heart center, so that you're not going to, get depleted.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I need to incorporate this because these are my issues. You know, I do get depleted,
right,
and I do go up and down quite a bit.
Right, and we all do. But you can, if you do the oils every day, and you consciously do it with intention, then they will stick with you all day. And I, like for instance, when I do a raindrop technique, those oils, if they don't take a shower that night and do it in the morning, those oils will really remain active within the body for several days, up to 2 weeks.
Wow. What is a rainbow treatment? What is a rainbow treatment?
Well, raindrop technique was brought forth by Gary Young. It's based from the Lakota Indians, which was about restoring their life force energy, the flow of that energy. Up and down your spine is your main energy flow. Your chakras are all there, and some people call that the Kundalini energy. This is your life force energy. As we go through life, there's emotional traumas that have been unprocessed that come in and get stuck as trapped emotions. There's a lot being said about that right now. Bradley Nelson is doing a lot of work with that, as well as some other people. And so sometimes that energy gets snagged up. It's like putting, like beavers building dams in a river.
Right. Right.
And so what happens is that energy flow keeps getting less and less and less. We feel tired. We start burning our adrenals out because, you know, we don't have what our energy that sustains us available to us. So what the raindrop does, there's a series of oils, and they go in and they literally clear out the bacteria, the viral stuff along the spine, so there's more energy flow, and then that goes through the lymphatic system and clears that out. There's things for muscle relaxation, because sometimes we get, you know, the muscles get so tense, and when that happens, the body constricts. So when the body constricts, you're constricting your own energy again. So staying relaxed and staying more subtle in your body is extremely important. So that's what the raindrop does. It also, you can use oils that are going to facilitate releasing some of the emotional blocks.
What about, can oils detox the body?
Yes. A lot of them are very good for detoxing.
All right, we need to talk about that because I just found out that I need to detox, so
yeah.
We'll have to talk about that.
And the thing is that I happen to have a whole body vibration machine, and so what I do is I will put something on like cypress, which is very good for the lymphatic system, and I'll do it on my feet. And I'll stand on my vibration machine for 12 minutes, and it helps me detox.
Wow.
The other thing is that, like if I'm getting sick, if my immune system has dipped a little bit, I'll put Immune Power on, go stand on that, and literally after 12 minutes, all the symptoms, they're not there any longer. That's how fast it is.
This is so miraculous. Oh, my gosh. No wonder you love it. No wonder.
Oh, yeah, and the consciousness of them is so amazing because you don't have to know a lot. They will, you know, you can pick up an oil, and it's like, for instance, it may not be the exact oil, but it's what you had in your purse. But with the intention just to help someone, that oil will go in and assist them the way they need it.
Mm.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. It's so amazing. I mean, I'm trying to, like, break it down in my brain to try to understand it, and it's just so beyond beyond anything that I could ever understand at this point. I'm sure if I studied it, I could learn it. But I just think it's fantastic that you've included this. Now, some get applied to the skin, some get inhaled, some get diffused. How do you know what you're going to do with it?
Well, I have a group of masters that I work with from the Unseen Realm. That sounds a little voodoo-y, I know. But
no, it doesn't. If you've listened to my shows, you know it doesn't.
Okay, good. And so they assist me throughout. They guide my hands, my thoughts, my intentions, so that every session is dedicated to that person's highest and best. That's kind of like a blanket, so that we're cognizant of not my will coming into play because
okay.
It's what I want, but it's for the highest and best for that person, and that there's an understanding between all those, the higher consciousness of all that are involved. And so, I listen, and my hands move, and it's interesting. I just found out that not too long ago that when you do a certain thing called pulsing of the feet, I always thought that it was to align the energy, but it actually has another function, and that is it activates the glia brain, and the glia brain is the white matter of the brain, and it the gray matter has all the neurons, and the white matter is actually the conductor. So when you smell an oil, and of course the room kind of gets really full of that, but let's say I'm using a diffuser, and the person is smelling that one, and we've activated the glia brain. As they smell it, the cilia in the nose, little hairs, pick up the frequency of that oil and transmits it to the glia brain.
Oh,
and the glia brain then sends that consciousness to the part of the body that needs it.
No way. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so, because the body has that there's body wisdom, and we're so much more than what we realize we are. And so when you relax and you surrender into that and allow that those other aspects to be able to free flow and work, it's amazing what happens. So the aromatherapy is very essential. Applying it to the body, there's places in the body that are alarm points based on, the Chinese medicine that are going to go into that meridian and then into that organ. You can do the oil, like, for instance, I usually put Relief on the liver, because Relief allows the liver to let go of the anger, the angst, the frustration, all of the stuff that we collect. The liver is like our fear factory. It literally kicks all that stuff up. If we get into a situation, it has the job of processing all this, and sometimes it doesn't have that, it's just overloaded. So using Relief kind of allows it to let that go, and then it goes through the body and is released through the normal channels. And acceptance on the liver is very good right now, because we have some difficulty with accepting how things are. Life is moving very, very fast, and we feel off balance a lot of the time, and it's a struggle, and there's lots of people that are struggling. And so acceptance, just relaxing and going, okay, I can accept this. This is okay. And coming to that space. For those of us who had some anger issues, purification literally purifies the liver from, can assist with that in letting that go and setting up a different frequency within the liver, which is very cool.
How do you apply these? Do you just put a dropper on it, or you rub it in?
Yeah. I drop the oil, because as you drop the oil through that person's electric magnetic field, it picks up their information, and then it goes into and it hits their skin. And then what we do is we just kind of smear it on. Usually I use like a clockwise motion, and I just kind of smear it on, and I'll put my hand there. and I'm feeling for things. And I know when it's gone in and it's doing what it's doing, and it's going to recalibrate the frequency of the liver and allow the liver to do what it needs to do. And excreting whatever toxic emotion it was holding on to. Or transmute it. Sometimes it just transmutes it.
Right.
And you use
oil in conjunction with other energy healings and energy therapies, I mean?
Oh, absolutely. We utilize the crystal energy. Number one, there's some grid work under the bed, which forms a supportive, loving matrix of energy for the person that's laying on the table, so that it almost is like a blanket of love that they're suspended in, so that they can relax fully and move into that theta brainwave state for themselves, and that's where their body heals. That's the place we want them to go, so that their body can start that healing process. And that's why I talk about the environment that we set up, so that they're kind of spending this loving, supportive energy. And then I also use crystal bowls, usually to bring about that internal coherence throughout the body. And you can feel that. You can feel the energy start to move more freely through the body.
What are crystal bowls?
Crystal bowls are made from crystals. They're singing bowls. So you play them. You have a mallet, and you kind of chime them, and then you move the mallet around the bowl. And the sound of it, like each bowl is either for a chakra or part of the endocrine system.
Okay.
I'm more driven endocrine system versus chakras, but they're in accordance. There's just a little different vibration. They're sharp instead of the normal notes. Just because where we're moving to is that higher, it's a higher state, higher frequency. So I will use the sacral bowl or the adrenal bowl. So on the belly button where I've placed an oil, when you do an oil around the belly button, That is a centralized nervous place. The nervous system goes springboards from there. So as you do an oil there and then you do the bowl, it sends that vibration, that frequency throughout the body.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's I use a sacral bowl or a solar plexus bowl, a heart bowl, higher heart, and a pineal.
How long does a treatment usually take? Is it different for each person?
It is a minimum of an hour on the table, sometimes a little bit longer, but most of the time about an hour.
And how do you know when you're finished?
Well, first of all, everything I do has a soundscape. And a soundscape is music that I've picked that creates an environment itself. And then I interlace frequencies that you can't really hear, but the body hears it. The brain wave catches those. So you first are led to an alpha state, which is kind of meditative, into a theta state. Sometimes higher frequencies are used, depending on what we're trying to achieve that day. And there's a place where I'll use solfeggio frequencies, and the solfeggios were the lost chords that have the ability to, that's been said, to alter consciousness. So they're driven towards, like, transmuting, releasing fear. It's been said that it'll actually, the 528 hertz will repair DNA. There's other ones for higher states of consciousness. So those are interlaced into this music that literally takes people on a journey. And that's playing. And I usually make those for a little longer than an hour, just because I know how long I usually take. And we finish usually around about the same time. So the music carries me as well.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, it's got to be doing all this energy work. You've got to keep up your energy, and, you know, that's got to be a challenge as well. How many years have you been doing this?
I've been working with frequencies and energy for 12 years. About 12, maybe 13 years. I came to it kind of interesting. I was diagnosed with lung cancer about 12 or 13 years ago, and I decided I did not want to go allopathic. Both my parents had done that. And so I sought out a doctor of oriental medicine, and I said to him, I want you to get me healthy. And so we started working together, and then I started my quest to learn more. I was armed with a little bit of information. I had taken an online course with Luann Oakes called Your Divine Magical Experiment, which was all about quantum physics, and Louise L. Hay, and the Law of Attraction. Those were the three things I was armed with. And from there, we worked together, and within 3 months, things were changing in my body. And I was feeling myself getting healthier and healthier. And now I'm good. And it's led me on this journey of, I tell people it was the day the doctor said, diagnosed with lung cancer was the best day of my life because it was my spiritual 2x4. And I really needed that to put me back on this path of self-realization.
What a great story. What a great story. Well, I'm so glad that you're healthy and that you were able to heal yourself. That is just wonderful. And I do believe that that's very possible. I'm not a great proponent of the allopathic route of chemotherapy and radiation and all those things to put more poison in the body.
Yeah,
to put
make
more
a lot
poison into
either.
A toxic body doesn't seem to make sense to me.
No, it doesn't.
Lynn,
it did not to me either.
Right. We're coming to the end, but is there anything that you want to talk about as far as like how people can get in touch with you, or maybe talk a little bit about your association or your project that you're working on?
Okay, but first of all, very quickly, your belief system is what you produce. So you have to either change your belief system or you honor your belief system. My belief system was that my body was a healing mechanism. Therefore, what I did worked for me.
Okay.
But you have to be very, very clear about what you believe. You can't come from fear. And that's a really important thing for people to know. So with that said, my project is Awakening Human Awareness. And I do have a website that is in badly need of updating. But it is awakeninghumanawareness.com. And if you want more information on the oils, you would go to youngliving.org / Reverend, it's R-E-V-T-L Walker. That's Reverend T.L. Walker. That's me.
Okay.
And there's information about the company and their mission to bring the very best to us. You can sign up to become a wholesale member because they are expensive. And a break is always good. That's what I did. It's classified in network marketing, but I don't use it that way. I've done years and years of network marketing, and that usually the intention behind all that is not as pure as the intention to just be of service. So don't worry about any of that jazz. Just be a wholesale member and get your oils for a lot less money. The Awakening Human Awareness Project incorporates all pathways to self-realization. Because there are as many people as there are on planet Earth, there's that many pathways. There's no wrong way or right way. It's you finding your way. Whether you go via angels, ascended masters, crystals, oils, Qigong, meditation, psychic stuff, all of it is to help you discover the divinity within and for you to embrace that and to remember who and what you truly are. And that's our journey here. And everything is for our benefit. It may not have that appearance at the time, but everything is just simply lessons to be learned so that we can move to that newer place of understanding, a higher state of consciousness. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. That's a really great note to kind of say goodbye on, because
yes, it is.
That's just a really great ending, you know, a really good way to sum it up. You know, I do agree. There's so many different ways that we can approach it, and but everything leads back to the source and to who we are. So I
yep.
want to thank you so much. I mean, this has been so educational for me and my listeners, and I so appreciate it, and I really look forward to meeting you.
Oh, Randy, we're going to have a good time. I am so looking forward to you coming up. And, you know, thank you so much for, you know, having me on the show and letting me share my passion. And do I need to leave my phone number for people by any chance?
You can. Sure. Leave it. Yeah.
Okay. Just if they have questions, I want them to be able to ask me. My number is 352-205-0023. And if I don't get back right to you right that second, I will.
Okay, so that's 352.
I really want to be able to. My whole thing is to be of service.
Okay, wonderful. 352-205-0023. All right, Lynn, like I said, I hate to say goodbye to you, but I have to because we're going to get cut off.
I know.
So,
thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks again. Unfortunately,
right.
Our time is up for today, but if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. Randy's always spelled RANDIGFINE. Stop by my website, randygfine.com. Sign the guest book. Give me feedback about my shows. I have great articles. So stop on by and check it out. There's something for everybody. If you're interested in knowing more about my workshops, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. These workshops are going to be very, very powerful, and I can't wait to get started. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is talk radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be.